take care of your tools to help preserve them for future work. We're cleaning up the shovels next on Western Life Radio.
Get online, on board, and on track with Utah State Parks online education for OHVs and PWCs. OHV education is required for youth aged to 15, and PWC education is required for youth aged 12 to 17. Utah's personal watercraft and off-highway vehicle youth education programs required by law are now online at www.stateparks.utah.gov.
Sportsman's Warehouse started right here in Midvale, so you probably already know Sportsman's Warehouse is the headquarters for everything hunting. And with fall fast approaching, Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need to gear up for the hunt. And for the campers, we've got tents, sleeping bags, packs, lanterns, and thousands of accessories. Fall also means football and tailgating. Come check out the selection of grills, smokers, canopies, tables, and chairs. There's something for everyone. Sportsman's Warehouse, Utah born, Utah proud. Protect your tools to avoid having to replace them. Alex Grover with Utah Gardeners brings out the linseed oil.
Keep your tools in mind. A good tool is really worth maintaining. Now this time of year, they're going to be put in a place where they're not going to be touched for a while. If you've got wooden handles on a lot of your tools, I kind of like the wooden handles except for the fact that I've broken too many shovel handles. So fiberglass, I've broken those too, but not as badly. So I go with fiberglass on my shovel handles now, but the rest of them I prefer wood on. Now, if you leave your tools sitting around for a long time against a wall, eventually you can get a bow in that handle. I've seen it happen with shovels. I've seen it happen with axes and the like. And so if you can get those where they're hanging straight up and down rather than leaning against something, you can preserve those handles a lot better. Put some finish, either some boiled linseed oil or another good wood preservative on those handles and get them out of the weather for the winter. And then take some steel wool to the metal parts of your tools and scour off any rust, any dirt. Clean it off, and then a layer of boiled linseed oil over there will do a great job of preserving those against rust through the season. So I would recommend just gathering up all your tools, getting them in a sack, and just going through it mechanically. And usually I'll do the heads of the tools, the metal part first, and then I'll go do the wood, or vice versa. It doesn't really matter. But just so I'm going in an organized pattern.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.